Hello, hi. My name is Siya Tsewu, and I'm a journalist here at Drum Magazine. I'm a mother, but most importantly, for the purposes of this podcast, I'm a Magoti. If you've been a Magoti, you are one, or you want to become one, this is the podcast for you. If you're curious about the secret lives of Umagoti, this is also the podcast for you. Each week, we'll be discussing the journey into marriage for us cultural women. The challenges, the joys, and the journey. The in-laws, the blanket buying, and the seemingly endless chores. The tradition, modernity, and the compromise. We'll be talking about it all. In today's episode of Magoti Unveiled, we'll talk about becoming a Magoti for the first time and what you can expect. I speak to Simpiwe Dlamini, who has been married for 9 years. We chat to her about her beautiful journey. And I think we can all, regardless of our cultures, relate to what she has been through.
You know, my friends always say, Wuthi, you know, they would never survive uba umakoti wasemakhaya, you know. And when I went into it, I think I was raised by my grandmother and my mother, abangamachobolo. So housework for me has never been a thing, Wuthi. It's a shock, or I can't do it. I grew up having to cook at a very young age, clean. So those domestic responsibilities for me now were not a shock, you know. I think it's in how they were, you know, meant to be carried out. Because ekhaya kugini, you know, you do things as and when. But now when you have to do them as an expectation, that's different. When you have to, you have to change the way you dress, because now you have to dress in a certain way. Like, for instance, don't touch after I got married.
Don't touch. Wait, stop.
It don't touches, you know, I don't know the African name of it, but it's ilendwang leni esi like put it around over our shoulder, you know. I don't know if you've seen abomakoti basemakhaya, they wear ipinifa idugu, and then guna this idugu elfaswa on the across the chest.
I see it. Okay, the one that goes across the shoulders.
Yes,
like a sash.
Yes. Like a sesh.
Okay, I see. Okay, it don't touch. Yeah. Like,
you know, abomakoti basekhoseni bayigqoka on the waist. But emazulwini it's put just to symbolize ukuthi umakoti.
Oh.
And you know, I wore it for, it's a symbol ukuthi uthathiwe. And I think one of those things for me was like, you know, I'm wearing a ring already. Like, do I really have to wear this thing? For me now, I don't know. Some of these things we go in and we're like, okay, because it's cholezenzwa, we're just gonna do them. But vele from a girl born and bred or so, where you look at this and you're like, oh, okay, all right, you know. And also how, you know, abobaba, you know, bahlala bodwa, and then abomakoti, you'll always find that they just never sit down. Like, to find umakoti actually pass is like, it's a shock, because if you're not washing dishes, you're supposed to be cooking. If you're not cooking, we are paga. If you're not, you know, and I think for me, the biggest shock is how they would split ugula. For me, I think, maybe, I don't know, there was a culture thing, but, you know, I felt there's moments where I'd always feel like an outcast, especially if mongarangeni, like fulu teluenge nyongo. There's moments where bekuzophakwa, and the you know, bazophaka ngokuthi abomakoti abadala, and you know, into amantombazana la ekhaya, isithebe siphakwa like that. And there's a moment where one day everyone was eating, and I was the only one who was not eating because no one knew where to place me. And that conversation was happening right in front of me.
Wait,
you know,
wait.
And give me, it's like, you know, Tatani plate didn't pack any plate, you know, it's okay. Like, but those are certain things that happen in the kitchen experience.
Explain that to us, Sisi. What's happening there? Is it a plate being dished up according to hierarchy?
It's not plates, you know. Istebe is the dish, you know, umngqusho and ujeqe nenyama, and then in different dishes, ne. But anidli nonke, as women, angeke nidle on the same dish. So abomakoti abadala will have their own dish, and you know abamakoti abancane will have their own dish, and then amantombazana kuloyo muzi will have their own dish. Now if kukuthi umakoti who is not considered full makoti, you know, awukathelwa ngenyongo la ekhaya, it was a matter of udla kuphi, you know, simphakela kuphi, ngeke simphakela namantombazane, you know. So those are certain things that that shocked me. For me, it's just food. And I don't know, maybe it's a culture thing, but I'm just saying, as umakoti, you know, it will always make you feel good for umakoti, like I. That's the bottom line. No. Yes, you won't, because now awuyazi lento le, and no one explains it to you. You're just gonna have to figure out, okay, this is what's happening, you know. And those are certain things that will make you feel uti, like I umakoti, and you know, until you are fully, you know, umakoto pelele, then you'll know gushino uzolala na kona with the makotis in your league. That's the culture.
And when you first joined your husband's family, I mean, how was the transition for you for Usimpiwe, the unmarried girlfriend or in love, to Usimpiwe, who's now umame kaya, and I don't know if you guys had kids before or after you got married, but now umame kaya, now ninabantwana. How was that transition for you to mamahood?
We got a child before we got married.
Yeah.
So and then we got married like two years afterwards. And for me, it was when it was just me and him, you know, it was, you know, we're trying to figure life together and all of that. And now there's a child, which is the motherhood, nurture comes in. And now you have this person to take care of. And now there's two people that you need to take care of. So for me, I just think it's something that every woman is born with. I think nurturing is our second nature. So that for me was not very difficult, you know, the transition from being a young girl to being a mother and a wife. But it was about understanding that role, because you're still, you know, young. I got married in my 20s. So that position, that's what puts you into being a mama land, because you realize it's not just you and your husband now. It's you, your husband, and the bigger part of the family.
Makoti, I'm sure we can agree that like anything worthwhile in life, this journey is not easy. The transition, as Simpiwe says, can be hard. You're joining a new family with new traditions and new ways of doing things. It's not easy, but it does get easier. Here's Simpiwe again to talk about the best stages of this journey.
Now when you talk about the hierarchy, okanye the levels of umakoti, what would you say has been the best of these stages?
I think for me, it's, you know, when you love your husband and when your husband supports you, it makes even those things as unpleasant pleasant, because you know who you're doing them for. If you understand yourself and you know, the roles and responsibilities, you will do these things because you're not putting on a show. It's not pretense. It's just who you are. So I think most of these things start with uzazi. You know, if you're a person who's not made for domestic chores, then ubumakoti kuzokugcilaza, you know. And for me, I think I'm very proud of how I've grown into a role yobumakoti, and how, you know, I've learned things that no one ever taught me. And even the things that were not taught to me, I made an effort to teach myself. And that's what has made me, you know, grow and appreciate and embrace being umakoti, because I don't resent it. There are things that would happen that you'd feel which is the unfair gubo makoti, but I've not made that the center of everything. So for me, I think it's personal growth, because there's growth in everything. So my personal growth in being makoti has actually really been the most, you know, fulfilling part about it. You know, Sia, you also do it for yourself. Uguti, you know, uguti uzogwakha and uzokhulisa umuzi. I think for me, that's step one. Mawuyongena emzini, you need to understand why. You know, yes, you have your husband and your kids and ungena kulo muzi and nakule sibongo. But it starts with you having that in mind. What do I want to do? Will there be a difference ikusasa? You know, abantwana abangana mizi la kulo muzi, ngokungena kwami, our kids' lives going to change. Abantwana abangasena bazali, ngokufika kwami, you know, the brothers and sisters who are not united, ngokufika kwami, will they be united? It starts there. And I think, ukuthi for mina, you know, some of the things that are unpleasant are, you know, typical things like, you know, in as much as we seen to, and now I'm talking about ubumakoti in general, not just specifically we culture, yalanganelekhona, to say that when you are, for me, ngihlale eJoburg, mangisekhaya, you know, I put on my jeans, I put on my leggings, I put on, you know, I'm always dressed in an appropriate way, you know, but I wear pants because I'm comfortable in wearing pants. But you'd find it's so unfair, which is we never allowed to truly be ourselves, you know. It's always like you always have to be imperfect. You can't be seen doing something engathi ayikho right, even though you know ukuthi there's nothing wrong that you are doing, but there's a certain stigma ekhona about umakoto perfect, you know. And for me, that is it's just not fair in ngubo makoti, because at the end of the day, ba abantu nabo, you know, they've got lives, they've got characters, they've got, you know, it's katse leisure. And whoa, umakoti, no one ever considers that, you know, you want to go out, put on your shorts, put on your jeans, even though umakoti doesn't take away to umakoti, but why do I always have to be seen dressed in a certain way? Because that needs to define ukuthi umakoti, you know. Umakoti can't just sit down angenzi lutho. You always have to be seen doing something because it's an expectation. And for me, why abomakoti are not allowed to form part of ikhaya, and, you know, wake up late and abomama bafuna ukuvuka late, bagqoke whatever they want to wear like everyone else at home. But ma umakoti, the kids basekhaya will do certain things, and you as umakoti will have to do certain things. So I just think, Ruti, for me, that's the part where, yeah, the unfairness comes in.
So they say they're welcoming you into this family, umntana walapha, but in practicality, when life happens, it's not the case. When kuvuka umakoti kufuneka avuke earlier than everybody else. When kufuneka kutyiwe, the expectation is to, well, umakoti sizodlani. So is are those the type of things that you're talking about?
Yes. It will always, you know, you can't just swing it or wing it or footy. No, guys, you know, I mean, I don't feel like cooking. I'm sure it's bizarre. It's like, yo, kanjan, you know, I don't feel like cleaning. I just want to wear shorts. Yo, imagine.
Yeah.
No, don't
you know, okay, where to see, po? We don't lose patele, you know, like, I.
It would be an embarrassment. And that's the thing, Guti, you know, it's also, you know, unfair on our husbands, because they'll always be judged, you know, so then you won't be a whole man. And the difference here is that when our husbands, basemagiti, they are treated like kings. You know, when my husband, Angena, my mom, yo, yakitiye, yo, aspaye, everyone, my aunts, even my grandfathers, and the roles change, which when I'm off your angale, are these things going to be done or kanjan? Why? And I don't know why. Why does it have to be like that?
I love that. So two things I'm picking up from what she's saying. One, there's the whole ideal makoti, the perfection that you need to have all these things that are expected from you. But then when your husband goes to your family, he's treated like a king. Do you ever feel jealous about, I don't get this treatment from your family when I arrive? No one is coming to find out, my sister, how are you? Have you eaten? It's the other way around. I'm the one who's supposed to bring the food and bring this and bring that.
No, absolutely. And that's what it is. And it's not even a personal experience, but it's something I know in Jalo. I mean, across Abu Makoti, Makoti that I've known of, Makoti from Iskatsak Dala. You know, it's just that's how it's always been. Maybe different in emis, you know, culture by culture. But, you know, that's what it is. I know very well, even with my friends, you know, would talk about how, you know, when your husband, I figure, Kai, your kisha, the best plate, the best what. Where now, on the other end, you have to find that best plate and serve.
Eventually, you will know which is the best plate for you to use in the house because it becomes as much your home as it is his home. Also, the process becomes easier if your husband supports you and his family accepts you, and it can become the most rewarding of experiences. And for the times that it is hard, I'm consoled by a woman who once said, "Go on, girl, go to your in-laws and work with those black pots for the weekend and do the manual labor, because it's just for the weekend. In no time, you'll be back in your own comfort zone in your own home with your man massaging your feet, you wearing shorts with no duke on, and that will be it. So it's not forever." Here's Simpiwe again with advice that we can all be inspired by.
See, I'd say, you know, and I said this before, Uwusi, if you know yourself and you know what your capabilities are, first as Usiya, before Umakoti, because I think that's where things go wrong. People resent Umakoti because they forget who they are. It's important to first understand who you are. And know, Uti, you know, this for me is a deal breaker. And if you know very well, Uti, when waking up and cleaning and cooking and serving is not you, then, you know, you must make that very clear when you enter a marriage so that this person also hamba your present hagubo knows very well, Uti, abatshela Uti, from here, you don't expect X, Y, and Z. You know, I've seen posts to Facebook where guys are posting about makoti basema botona mnyama and caption it to Uti, when these type of things start happening, mina, I take my wife in yesema shop. That goes from person to person. So if you know yourself, Uti, you know, you don't like doing those things, it's important to make that very clear. Because once usungenile emzini, those expectations are there. And you will choose uti ungazenzi by not going there. But at the same time, then you're not, you know, fulfilling that part yako who supporting your husband. Because ultimately, so that forms part of being umakoti. This is in our culture. So for me now, I've turned it into something beautiful, and I think I'm one of the very few makotis who actually embrace this thing. And it's not because Guti, it has been all easy, but I had to make a decision, Guti. This is my husband, this is my marriage, this is who I am, you know, and I'm going to make the most out of this. So firstly, if you know what you can, you know, succumb to our situations, because it does get tough. Sometimes it's not by tense, but, you know, you treat it as any other situation and not position yourself good just because, you know, because that will also cause problems between you and your partner. So it's beautiful if you make the most out of it and if you choose what works for you and embrace all of that is positive, because it's not all negative, it's not all bad, you know, there's a beauty that comes with it.
Thank you so much for listening to our very first episode of the Makoti Unveiled podcast. For the next few weeks, we'll be speaking to many more women who'll share their wisdom and experiences with us. Special thanks to Simpiwe Dlamini for speaking to us. And thank you for listening. From me, Siya Tsewu, until next time, bye bye, Sthandwa.